the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
United States Ambassador of the UN, speaking at the 48th Annual Washington Conference on the Americas today, spoke mostly about the Americas, because that's what the conference was about. But Nikki Haley did mention Syria and Iran, and here's what she said.
But you've got a regime that has used chemical weapons like it's candy. You have Russia, who has literally covered them and allowed them to do it so that no international pressure can be put on them. And you've got Iran waiting in the wings to take advantage of all of it.
Yep.
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 That happens to be true. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that the strategy of, if we can call it a strategy or more of a tactic, I'm not sure, but the idea of getting out of the JCPOA was really the exact right way to pressure Iran, but maybe it is. We'll see. We'll just have to see what happens there. I'm going to leave that to. I'm going to assume that the president spoke to his diplomatic and military folks and came up with a concerted effort and decision that was made based in a logic and a plan. I'm going to make that assumption.
Okay.
Happy not to believe that to be the case, but I'm going to make that assumption. I'm going to hope for the hope is not a strategy, but I'm going to hope that that's true. And then we'll just have to see how it goes. Maybe there's, you know, method to the madness. Now, we did think for a second we were really going to get what we wanted out of the North Korea deal, because it was like he called him Little Rocket Man and maximum pressure and all that. Now look at him. He's coming to heel. But then Kim Jong-un today drops a little bomb himself by saying, hey, you know what? I don't think I'm going to meet with South Korea now in advance of the U.S. meetings, because you guys are still doing your military operations together. You're doing your exercises together, and I don't want you to do that, even though I said I wanted you to do it. Maybe I don't want you to do it. He pulled kind of a Donald Trump right there with you. One thing, and then boom, he went the other way.
We'll see. There's still hope on that front, I think.
Okay.
I'd like to be hopeful, considering that's the new strategy.
All right. Well, that's what they say. Checking in at
number four.
All right, now this is interesting. This song, of course, from 1969, Rolling Stones classic.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You can't always get what you want, but, you know, if you try sometimes, you just might find. You get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that has become a staple at Trump rallies.
Mm-hmm.
When he walks off the stage. And I get the irony. That's one of the things, you know, Donald Trump every once in a while does something that is sort of surprising in its artfulness. And to me, that's one of them. That's a little shot at people like me who are like, are afraid of him, think that he might be ruinous to the legacy of the presidency and to the United States of America. But in the meantime, it's a way of saying to guys like me and to anybody else, any of his other critics, is like, hey, you need me on that wall. He does the whole, you know, speech from the end of A Few Good Men.
Right.
Just that whole deal. Colonel Jessup all of a sudden is who he turns into. So he plays that song. Well, turns out that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who wrote the song, they're like, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, we would like him to stop playing that song, but that didn't work out.
He used it on everything. He used it on every rally through the election campaign. Yeah, I wasn't the DJ, obviously, but if I was Donald's DJ, it's good. It's my line. It's a funny song for your play-out song. So when he finished the speech, he played this out on this sort of doomy ballad about drugs in Chelsea. It's kind of weird if you think about it. But he couldn't be persuaded to use something else. It was an odd thing, really odd.
I mean, I get the irony in it, but they receive money when they put their songs into use, right? And it's not always understood who would buy them, and when a campaign buys them, you're still collecting the fees.
Yeah.
So you can't separate it. You can point out the irony, but you can't say he's not allowed to use it.
You can.
Well, then you'd have to remove yourself from those pools.
Right. But you can't. Right. But as long as they're paying. I'm assuming they are paying. Now, this is interesting because then Keith Richards then told a story from 1989 in which there was a Stones concert in Atlantic City that was being promoted by Trump. And he told the BBC, Richards told the BBC, that he was furious at Trump after this. And his name was featured much more prominently on the concert than the band's name. And
he was the promoter for us in Atlantic City. And then we got to Atlantic City. Donald Trump presents the Rolling Stones in miniature. I know we never have much to do with promoters, you know, usually. But this one got me. That was the last time I got angry. I pulled out my trusty blade, stuck it in the table and said, "You got to get rid of this man. You know, now America has to get rid of him. Don't say I didn't warn you."
He's got that heroin laugh,
oh,
too,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, it's more than the deep smoker laugh.
Yeah, right.
It's way beyond that.
Yeah, there's a lot of character to that laugh. But now you get to see that is Johnny Depp, right?
Oh,
Johnny
yeah.
Depp was doing Keith Richards when he was doing the whole Pirates of the Caribbean character.
Which is why he appeared in one of those films.
That's good.
He asked him to be
that's
there.
Great. But now I can't tell the difference between that and me now anymore.
But he's from Kentucky. You don't know why he speaks like this.
From the very eastern part of Kentucky.
Ah, different.
It's kind of the closest you can get to London.
There, it is interesting. That is a true story. But isn't it funny that Trump would have said, "Donald Trump presents the Rolling Stones"? It's like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. Is there another rock band that you could put that could be any bigger than the Rolling Stones in the last 50 years that's still on tour?
No.
Save The Who. Not. I would argue The Who, but the Stones probably would outsell The Who. So, Donald Trump presents the Rolling Stones. All right.
Sounds.
Yeah, let's find out from Violetta what's coming up on the traffic right now. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Fly to the front of the line at LitFest June 9th and June 10th with a Fest Pass. Get yours before they're gone. PrintersRowLitFest.org/FestPass.
All right. Top 5-5 continues. We have worked our way all the way up to
number 3.
Now, in most cases, enjoying your life should never be a crime. However, mm-hmm. barbecuing in Oakland apparently is.
Oh, gee.
At least that's what happened when one man fired up his grill on a sunny afternoon in an attempt to shut down the party. A woman called Oakland police because she felt that it was her civic duty to do so.
I hear you have a problem with these gentlemen having a barbecue here at the lake. What's going on?
It's illegal to have a charcoal grill in the park here.
No, it's not, actually. I just looked at the map. It says this is a designated barbecue area.
No, not for a charcoal grill. No charcoal grills are allowed. Do you want to see it? You must not have looked up.
What kind of grill are you not allowed, and why are you so bent out of shape over them being
because
here?
Because it causes extra money from our city to do things when children get injured because of improperly disposed. I don't care.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not because you don't want black people being out here?
It has nothing to do with their race.
Oh boy! So she's going to make a citizen's arrest over this?
Wait, there's more.
Where are they? I don't see them.
They're not coming.
Tell me where they are.
They see people having a barbecue.
Please, I need help here.
Nobody's touching you. You are not harmed. You can go home.
Where are they? I am at Cleveland Cascade. I am a white person with brown hair, a navy blue sweatshirt, and jeans. I am wearing Nike shoes that are white and gray with a yellow Nike swoosh. No, I'm not. I'm walking away, and they keep following me.
Can I have my car back?
I'm being harassed.
Okay. You back off.
Oh, gee.
The police have arrived.
Yeah. Like the Starbucks lady.
Oh, dear God.
Is alcohol allowed in the park? I wonder if there might have been something going on.
Please, we never get here. There's black people barbecuing. I know it's a bit of a stereotype, but it's true.
I think they have chicken.
There might be. I don't know. It smells kind of good, though, but I gotta just say.
What are they doing?
There's a barbecuing. Children are going to be hit by embers.
They're following me.
I'd like
no,
to
they're
just,
not.
I'd like to just know. Oh, God. And she must be the cousin of the lady from the Starbucks.
Related somehow.
And she's describing her shoes in such detail. I think she thought they were going to steal her shoes. They want these
Nikes. You
never
know.
I do find it kind of interesting that they're putting the barbecue sauce on before, during, and after the process.
It's Pretty much.
All right.
Wow, ridiculous.
I mean, even though there are black people barbecuing here, I am learning something about the art of barbecuing here. I do have to say that, but I'm still scared. Please come quickly.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you learn this trick?
I know.
I was watching some people in the park.
I don't know. These people got to come to Chicago. You got to find a way here. Got to find a way. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Even during the height of the war on drugs, a number of entertainers and celebrities have had the courage to own up to their own love of weed. Mm-hmm. Right? But
yes.
Now look out. Politicians, celebrities, business leaders are all coming out of the weed closet right now.
Uh-oh.
In a recent interview on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Gayle King said this.
I just never have, Ellen. I'm a big square.
Right. But
listen.
You're willing to try it?
I would try it. I would try with Amy, but I don't intend to do it publicly. I said I would do it with Amy.
It's
legal. Oprah has also smoked a little marijuana, too. I don't mind.
What? Can't say that?
I'm not telling tales out of school.
Does she like it? Does Oprah like it?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Oh.
They tend to incriminate her.
No. All right, Trump.
Oprah's a secret stoner?
What? What? Oprah?
Rokan, who's that?
Oprah doing the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Getting after it.
She's Dopra.
Dopra. That's her new name.
Scandal.
Oh, gosh. Get that trending.
Hey!
Oprah.
Let's go party with Oprah.
Ryan Lochte should hang out with her.
Yeah. She's cool.
Gnarly.
She does get the munchies.
She likes bread.
Number one.
Yes, a lot of it right afterwards. That's not going to help with the bread problem. Hey, nothing was left off limits when Ryan Reynolds' package, when the Deadpool 2 star sat down opposite Josh Brolin, who plays villain Cable in the sequel, for BBC Radio. Now, they played this game. The two hurl insults at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Okay, game on, Brolin.
Okay.
You're so old, you make dust look like a baby.
You're tall, you're handsome, you have the perfect amount of scruff, and you still have no talent.
Wow.
Brutal.
Right. There you go.
Supposedly it was very entertaining. They love each other at the end.
Yes, of course they do. You know why they love each other? There's a billion reasons why they're going to love each other after this movie hits. All right, thanks very much. There we go. We got to roll this thing together. The end of the top five at five.
The top five at five.